to find out if anybody in this part of the country would ever say anything like, well, they're catching area one.
Well, yeah. That's the dry line of no luck. No luck is quite common.
You've said nary one, too. That's an expression we use, nary.
One thing that I wanted to ask you when we were talking about farming and plowing, you know those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Yeah,
field,
furrow.
You call those the furrow. Or say if you had a piece of land that had a lot of bushes and trees on it, and you wanted to put that land to cultivation, what would you say? You had to clear it. Have you ever heard any particular name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
That has been cleared?
Yeah, it's just been cleared.
I can't think of it right now. Brother did many acres of it. I can't think of it right now. What's your word?
I'm mostly familiar with new ground.
No, I don't know that.
Well, say if a farmer has just cut the hay off of his field. Well, now, when it comes back up again, say a second time, is that called anything in particular?
Second crop, that's the only thing that I can think of. See, you're going a lot of farming, which I never experienced.
I just wanted to ask you about this to see if you've heard. See, that's one of the objects of this particular project, is to see, you know, to what extent
the people in different areas, half of those.
And particularly people in the city.
Yeah.
See to what extent some of these things are still in their vocabulary. Of course, you know, being in the city, you don't have an opportunity, a lot of people, to be out on the farm. And
of course, now a great many people going in rural areas.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Well, have you ever heard any particular term for, say, a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Early crop?
You didn't plant it, he said. It just came up.
It didn't come up?
It did.
It volunteered.
Was there ever any wheat grown in this area?
No.
No wheat?
No, nothing below Fort Worth or Dallas, nothing below that.
But you might not know this, but let me just ask it anyway. Say, after the wheat's been cut, you tie it up
in a bundle.
Into your bundle.
And stalk it.
And stalk it.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
That's to let it dry. You put it so that it'll dry out and dry out from the shucks, I think.
Have you ever heard any particular term used to describe taking those bundles and putting them together, all together?
Well, stacking them, that's the only thing I know.
Are you familiar with the term shocking wheat?
Well, that's shocking, but now what they're doing, Bassett, you know, that they're cutting it right on. As they cut it, it's been threshed. See, modern machinery, you see, and then the stalks are left on the ground and they may go in and chew them up, put them back in the soil.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's my recollection of something going on nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly, they cut them with the wheat in the hulls, you know, in the stalks.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would send them somewhere to like cotton to be ginned.
Well, I want to ask you about some more expression, a few more expressions. Say if we had a job to do together, you would say that not just one of us has to do it, but...
Well, both of us.
Both of us have to do it. Or say if you were telling me about it, we had to do this